From your local Houston BMW Center studios, welcome back to the Public Affairs Podcast, addressing local issues that affect our nation and shape our world. I'm your host, KG Smooth. And you know, we have been in 100 degree plus weather for, it's been well over 30 days of consistent weather of the degrees being in 100 with heat index of 111, 115, even one day it was a heat index of 121 I saw. I was like, whoo, Houston is getting cooked. And so we are here to talk about how Houstonians can keep safe from the dangers of living on a heat island while we are facing this extreme heat. And in the studio with me, I have Dr. Michelle Udaya Murphy. Did I say it right?
Yeah, that's
hey,
right.
Okay, well, I'm going to call you Dr. Michelle.
Works for me.
Who is an internal medicine physician with Kelsey Seabold. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
So, how you been holding up in this super hot summer that we've been having here?
Well, like everybody else thinks, I'm sure, it's been very, very hot this summer, and trying to stay cool is just the key to surviving this, I think.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. Call me a weirdo. I guess since I've been in Houston for 10 years and I love the sun and I like the heat, I guess I'm used to it that it doesn't affect me as much. I mean, now don't get me wrong. Like there are days like yesterday, it was around 5 o'clock. Sun's beginning to go down and it was just beaming right on. Like, sheesh, this is fire. But then the other part of me was like, ah, it feels so good on my skin too. But you know, but again, I'm different. So, but it's something that, you know, a lot of people aren't really used to. What are some ways that people can try to stay as cool as possible during this extreme heat?
So a couple of things. If you're going to go outside, plan in the early morning or plan in the evening after the sun sets. That way the sun's not directly on you and feeling like you're baking outside. Also, hydrating quite a bit, you know, prior to you going outside, while you're outside, and after you come outside is a really good idea. And then another tip is wearing like loose clothes, like cotton or like sweat wickering clothes that kind of breathe a little bit better to keep your body cool. And even putting like a cool towel around your neck or something like that would be a great idea as well.
So are that myth about the clothing that you just mentioned, and in terms of color, does color in clothing really make a difference in, I don't know, the temperature that your body is when you're out in the heat, in the sun?
That's a really good question. Actually wearing like darker clothes, like black or blue, dark blue or something, that's going to keep you a little hotter because it absorbs the heat a little bit more, and lighter colors kind of reflect the heat. So it doesn't make a huge difference, but a good enough difference.
Okay, so that is a real thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so, how long have you been practicing medicine, Dr. Michelle?
I've been at Kelsey for 7 years now.
Okay. And liking it?
Yeah. It's a great place to practice medicine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had
one of the heart doctors that works for Kelsey Seabold on my program. And they must treat you guys really good because he was happy about it as well.
It's a great company to work for.
Yeah, no. I love Kelsey Seabold. I have had the services there, and you guys treated me better than Baylor did. That's for sure. Sorry to call folks out. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to speak truth to power. So these heat islands that tend to pop up, higher temperatures relative to outlying areas. What are they exactly? Because my first time hearing about a heat island was when New York was going through their, you know, extreme heat. And they were talking about the buildings and, you know, how, you know, the sun and the concrete and all of that, it makes it a heat island. Can you explain what a heat island is?
So to my knowledge, that would just be like an area that's a little bit hotter than everything, the surrounding area. And like you said, it could be due to like more concrete, more like, you know, less like green space to reflect and absorb the heat and more non-green space to just kind of make things hotter.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have dealt with heat strokes, just overheating, period. So I tell people sweating is a good thing. I mean, if you're sweating, that lets you know that your internal air conditioning is working. But if you're out in this kind of heat and you are not sweating, something could be happening, yes?
That would be a little problematic. And, you know, sweating is a good thing to a certain point. You don't want to get too dehydrated. So when you start sweating and maybe sweating a little profusely, that should be a good sign to pause and maybe go back inside, cool down, hydrate aggressively, and then you can return to whatever project you were doing outside.
Mm-hmm. And is it okay for the human body to be in such extreme heat and then to go into extreme cold to cool down?
Yeah, you definitely, if you're overheated, you definitely want to cool down as fast as possible. So if you get to the point where you're getting a little overheated, getting into a cool, shady area if you can't get inside, and putting like cool towels on you to kind of lower your core body temperature is a good idea, especially if we're in that range of getting overheated.
Yeah, Dr. Michelle, I had a listener or a fan of mine gift me the other day, one of those cooling towels. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, I was at Walmart and I thought about you and said, KG, he's always out in this heat and stuff. And so I got you this cooling towel. I mean, it works. I mean, all you got to do is wet it and put it on your neck. And I was really surprised by the technology. So, Dr. Michelle, what are some of the warning signs of heat related illnesses and what can be done?
So if you find yourself outside sweating profusely, like too much, maybe getting a little bit confused, feeling lightheaded or dizzy, you know, your vision might be like getting a little cloudy. Those are all signs that you need to get inside or somewhere cool pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how can people protect their health when the temperatures are very high?
So definitely like what we talked about, taking frequent breaks, you know, if you have to be outside in the heat of the day, taking frequent breaks and trying to go inside or somewhere cool to cool off for a little bit, hydrating before, during, and after any activity that you're doing, especially outside, is a good idea. And, you know, trying to minimize your exposure to the hottest part of the day, you know, like in the middle of the day. That's probably the...
Yeah, definitely don't want to be outside at high noon. There's something about from like 2 to about 6 where it is just... It's ridiculous. I mean, even, you know, I can be at home in my apartment and, you know, the house will be cool throughout the day in the morning. But during that 2 to 6 window... And I guess when the sun is, you know, going over, like in my living room, it's not as cool as, you know, the rest of the house. And I've noticed that it's always during that time between like 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. where the living room is just not the place to be. I mean, not to say that it's, you know, hot or anything, but it's definitely not as cool as the rest of the house. I don't know what that's about.
I would say that is the hottest part of the day. And, you know, even when you're inside, you got to remember to stay hydrated too, because the air conditioning kind of like dries you out a little bit as well. And then turning on a fan can help quite a bit, because that at least circulates the cool air inside the house, and probably would help like reduce your electricity bills too.
Look at that. Not only is she a doctor, ladies and gentlemen, she is also an energy saver. You're listening to the Public Affairs Podcast. We're speaking with Dr. Michelle Udaya Murphy, internal medicine physician with Kelsey Sebo, and we are talking about these extreme heat, this temperature that is just baking poor Houston, Texas, with no rain in sight. We haven't had, so let me think. My birthday was July 2nd. I went on 2 trips to Jamaica and the Dominican Republic. Oh, wow. And I got back to Houston, and maybe a few days later, or like the week after the 4th of July, we got a little bit of rain. Mm-hmm.
I think that was the last time we got rain. Yeah.
And now we are, we're drying out. I mean, there was reports of a brush fire that had happened earlier last week. The dangers of what the heat can do. What say you?
What do you mean by that exactly? Specifically, what are you...
Like being in it too much. Some of the symptoms that one could possibly have by being in this extreme.
So the other thing you have to worry about being in, like, you know, direct sun is definitely your skin. You don't want to get sunburnt or skin damage from being outside too long. So if you are outside wearing, like, clothing that covers your skin, which I know is a big ask to wear a long sleeve shirt in the middle of the
100
degree weather. But that actually can keep you a little cooler and your skin protected. And then for sure, no matter your skin color or skin type, wearing sunscreen outside is always a good idea. And reapplying it every couple of hours, especially if you're sweating or let's say you're like outside swimming or in the water or something, that's a good idea as well.
And is there a particular SPF number of the sunscreen that one should
use? You want at least 20 to 25 or higher. So
20 to 25 or higher. And what exactly is in sunscreen? Like what main ingredient is it that protects the skin from the UV rays? Is it the zinc?
It's different for different brands. Usually for like the more mineral-based sunscreens, it is zinc that helps protect and block the sun rays.
So, doctor, could I possibly eat a fruit or vegetable that is high in zinc internally? And would that possibly help protect the UV rays from my skin since I'm taking it internally?
That is a good question, but it doesn't work that way. The sunscreen works more as a barrier protection. So when you apply it, it causes like a film on your skin. So that way it'll reflect the sun. So even if you eat a diet rich in zinc, which is obviously good as long as your doctor approves it, you still want to wear sunscreen at the end of the day.
Okay. Would you have suggestions for people participating in outdoor activities? Well, you kind of already answered that with, you know, wearing the long clothing. I'm looking at these questions like, well, wait a minute. She's answered this already. Oh, but here's a great one, because our elders, you know, so how can older people protect themselves from the potential risk of extreme heat? Because they're a lot more sensitive than, you know, say you or I.
Yes. I would agree, especially people who are on different medications. You know, you want to make sure, or have different medical conditions. Mm, you want to make sure you stay hydrated. You know, again, stay out of the heat as much as possible. If you have to do something outside, do it in the early morning or in the later evening when the sun has not come out in full force. And then if you know that you have some sort of event that you have to attend outside and you're a little worried, talk to your doctor and come up with a good plan of what you can do to like mitigate the heat and make sure you're safe in it. And then just as a good citizen, checking in on your neighbors is always a great idea, especially if they're elderly, to make sure they're faring okay in this heat.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned the prescription drugs, because, you know, I would see on some labels, maybe it's an antibiotic, to not be in the sun, or well, one, you see not to have the medication itself in the sun, but then there's other instructions that would advise you to stay out of the sun if you are taking, amoxicillin or something like that. Is that correct?
There's a couple of antibiotics, specifically the tetracycline class, like doxycycline, which is a common one. You can't be in the sun. You'll sunburn a lot easier if you're on that antibiotic. So it's good to avoid the sun when on that medication.
Mm-hmm. Are there any others that are kind of common that people should know about to limit their time in the sun while on that medication?
That's probably the biggest one that I can think of, the major class that we usually, that's commonly prescribed. I can't think of anything else. I know there's some like dermatological ones that, you know, require you to protect against sun exposure. Some of the acne medications ask you to protect against sun exposure, but That's the biggest class that I can think of. And then a lot of patients are on fluid pills like diuretics.
Mm-hmm.
That you want to be careful with your heat and sun exposure because you're already getting some of the fluid loss from that pill. So consulting with your doctor about how to hydrate, especially if you're on a diuretic, is a good idea.
For sure. And how can people enjoy an event while safeguarding their health?
Again, hydrating, I think, is the key, especially if you're at an event with maybe alcohol, you know, limiting your alcohol intake and more focusing on water, or, you know, like maybe a sports drink that's like low in sugar, low in calories. That might be a better choice than drinking anything else.
Let me tell you something. If you are drinking in this heat, you are a superhero or something. Like, how can you? I can't imagine myself taking a couple of shots and being out in this swelterness. No. Can't do it at all. Dr. Michelle Udaya Murphy, internal medicine physician with Kelsey Sebo, and thank you so much for coming on the program. Do you shout out your social media or maybe Kelsey's social or any last words for the audience?
Well, Kelsey has a Facebook page and an Instagram, so you can find us there. And I hope everybody stays cool this summer. And if you have any questions, just contacting your doctor is always a great idea.
Indeed. Dr. Michelle Udaya Murphy with Kelsey Sebo. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And to everyone listening to the podcast, I'm KG Smooth, and we will see you next week.